Blog Talk Radio. Shabbat Shalom, Simba Salam. I am Rastafari Adonis Safari here, the LOJ. Here we have the Rastafari Sabbatical Podcast after the Shabbat, after the Sabbath, the Senbet Podcast. Here we have a double Torah portion as we go through the Torah portions in season and out of season. Here we're in season here. Also, there's the counting of the Omer, a very interesting connection with what theologically in the New Covenant sense or so-called New Testament sense would be the harvest or the Pentecost day, the 50th day. We call that the two sevens, 7 times 7, 49 days. And it says on the morrow, the next day after the seventh Shabbat. So it's interesting because ones would speak about Sunday worship. Well, we didn't worship on so-called Sunday or Sunday because we didn't use the term Sunday. But the first day, known as the Sunday, becomes very, very important, at least Hebraically, that first day. So we have Pentecost in the Greek, basically comes from the Greek idea of understanding the seven Shabbats, the seven Sabbaths complete. So here, reason for the season, sealing up the handbook of the priesthood, known as the book of Leviticus, getting a good basic foundation, as His Majesty says. You're all familiar with the Ten Commandments and may elaborate, you know, being familiar with the word and also to reason. So here for the basic foundation after Shabbat, we have the sabbatical psalm appointed for the Sabbath, Psalm 92.
Right, Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, you feel hopeless. I know sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up, trust in the Father, for the Father is the provider. I know sometimes you feel hopeless. I know sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up, trust in the Father, for the Father is the provider. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day.
So we have today's daily psalm according to the royal order, Ethiopian, ancient Ethiopian order of psalms, referred to as the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. After the order of Melchizedek, we have today's daily psalm is Psalm 19. We have Psalm 19 right here. And as we do, we like to go into some of the reasonments, you know, get a basic, a better familiarity idea of what can be known of the historical, biblical, scriptural context. You know, and just touch on the Psalms, as the Psalms are very, very important. Psalms of David, particularly even in later, you know, development of Christianity, so to speak. But right here, getting to the groundation, yes, I.
Shalom Supreme. Here we have today's daily song. We have song. We have song.
Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the end of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, my redeemer, my redeemer, my redeemer.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. And I'm always Haile Selassie.
Let's begin off right here, touching on today's daily psalm, Psalm 19, from a Hebrew perspective. No line upon line, priest.
Whom
upon
shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
And here the basic 22, line the 22, basic.
Rastafari, Rastafari, Abba, Gada, Awa, Gacha, Taya, Kaya, Mana, Sai, Patala, Wara, Shata, Ha, Ha.
Mizmor Yud 8, Mizmor Yod 8. Psalm 19, Psalm XIX, theme, witnesses to El, Elohim, the true good, the true God. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, a midrash on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Malachi Tzedek, Melchizedek, Tzedek, La Menatzeach. Mizmor le David, Hashemayim, Misaparim, Kovod El. For the leader, Lamenatzeach, the overcomer, Mizmor le David, a psalm, a chant, Isis, an intonation, Mizmor le David of David. Hashemayim, Misaparim, Kovod El. The heavens declare the glory of El. Hashemayim, Misaparim, Kovod El. This verse is to be read in the light, in the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Proverbs, Proverbs 16 and 4. Jehovah hath made everything. Lama'inehu. Lama'inehu. Kol pa'al Yahweh. Lama'inehu. Yahweh, Jehovah hath made everything. Everything. Lama'inehu. That is, quote, to declare his glory, end quote. Here, Anehu is taken as related to Ainu, as in the verse from Psalm 147, verse 7. Ainu la Yahuwah bitoda. Sing, Ainu la Yahuwah bitoda. Sing to Jehovah with thanksgiving. Ainu la Yahuwah bitoda. Or la ma'enehu lemalet. That is to say, it means, quote, to bear witness to his glory and declare his Godhead, end quote.
as in the verse from Shemot, from Exodus 20:13b, thou shalt not bear witness ta'aneh against thy neighbor. And in the verse from Psalm 122, verse 8, as witness for lima'an, my brethren and companions, as witness lima'an for my brethren and companions. Rav Abahu taught two principles the nations, Hagoyim, the international community, the nations of the earth, of the earthly plane, do not deny. They acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, is He who created the world in 6 days, and that He keeps the souls of the dead alive. And their proof? He who with necromantic incantations sets out to raise a ghost or a familiar spirit, a duppy, succeeds in raising one on weekdays, but does not succeed in raising one on HaShabbat, on the Sabbath. But the ghost of an animal will not rise even in the week, for in the Olam Haba, animals will not be brought back to life. And so, as is written in Proverbs 16:4, call Pa'al Yahweh Lama Inehu, Jehovah has made everything to be a witness for him. Another comment on La Ma'enehu means, quote, to declare his praise. All praise him for his walk. All praise him for his work, even as all his works praises him. Rav Barakaya said in the name of Rav Simeon, that which has no head in the sight of mortals has a head in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the sight of the Holy One, blessed be He. The earth, for example, of which it is said, even in Proverbs 8:26, as yet He had not made, the head of the world's dust, Adlo Asa Ereta We Chutzota We Rosha Afrota Tevel. While as yet he had not made the earth nor the fields, Adlo Asa Ereta We Chutzot, nor the beginning with Rosh, nor the head with Rosh, Afrota Tevel, nor the beginning, the head of the dust of the world, of the Tevel, the inhabitable portions of the earthly plane. That which has no eyes in the sight of mortals has eyes in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the sight of the Holy One, blessed be He. The sea, for example, of which of that it is said even in Psalm 114, verse 3, Hayam Ra'ah Wayanos, the sea saw it and fled. Hayam Ra'ah Wayanos. And the sea that has no hands in the sight of mortals has hands in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it is said even in Psalm 104, verse 25. Zeh Hayam Gadol Ua rechav yadayim. Yonder sea, great and wide of hands. Ze hayam gadol. Ua rechav yadayim. Yonder sea, great and wide. Literally, in Hebrew is ze hayam gadol. Ua rechav yadayim. Yonder sea, great and wide of hands. So too, the earth, of which of that it is said, even in Bereshis, in Genesis 34:21, the earth is wide of hands. We ha'aret hine rachbata yadayim. For behold, the earth is wide of hands. We ha'aret hine rachbata yadayim. The earth also has ears in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the sight of the Holy One, blessed be He. For it is said, even in Yirmiyahu, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 22:29, O earth, 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 hear the word of Yahweh, hear the word of Jehovah. Heaven has a heart in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For it is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 4:11, and he came near, and the mountain burnt with fire to the heart of heaven. The sea also has a heart, as is said in Shemot, in Exodus 15:8, the deeps were congealed in the heart of the sea. In the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the earth has a navel, for it is said in Ezekiel 38:12, the people that dwell in the navel of the earth. In the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the earth has a mouth. For it is said in Bamidbar, in Numbers 16:32, the earth opened her mouth. And in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has feet. For it is said in Ecclesiastes 1:4, but the earth standeth forever, but the earth standeth forever. And in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, it has haunches. For it is said even in Jeremiah 31:8, behold, I will gather them from the haunches of the earth. In the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heaven has a mouth. As is said, the heavens declare the glory of God. Hashemayim misaparim kovod el. The heavens, Hashemayim, declare, Misaparim, the glory of El, Kovod El. The heavens declare the glory of El, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Hashemayim, Misaparim, Kovod El. Ua ma'iseya yadayo magida harakia. The verse is to be read in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Job, in Job 37:20. Shall it be told him that I would speak? If a man speaks, surely he shall be destroyed. Rav Abayu Abahu, taught in the name of Rav Yochanan, when a man, in reciting the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, endeavors to say more than what is enough, he will be driven to distraction, and he will forfeit his life. For it is said, even in Psalm 106, verse 2, who can utter the mighty acts of Yahuwah or show forth all his praise? Mia yimalela gevuroti Yahuwah yashmi'a kola tihilato. Who can express the mighty acts of Yahuwah, of Jehovah? Mia yimalela gevuroti Yahuwah, or make all his praise, his eyes, his praise to be heard. Yashmi'a kola tehilato. When Rav Chanina and Rav Yonatan were visiting certain towns in Judea, they came into a Knesset, a mikrab, a synagogue, and observed that a reader was saying in his public prayer, quote, the God, great, mighty, and awful, glorious, powerful, and majestic. They silenced him, saying, thou hast no right to add words to the form of the benedictions as fixed by the sages. Whence, where do we know the proper form of the benedictions? From Moshe, from Moses, Rabbeinu, I and I Master, who said in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 10:17, the great God, the mighty and the awful. To that, the sages added the form of the benediction used by Avinu Abraham, our father Abraham, God Most High, maker of heaven and earth, according to Bereshith, Genesis 14, verse 19. Rav Huna said in the name of Rab, touching the Almighty Shaddai, we cannot find him out, according to Job 37:23. That is, quote, we shall never find a limit to the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the power of the Holy, the Isle One. Blessed be he. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani, he said, according to Psalm 106 and 2, who can utter the mighty acts of Yahweh, of Jehovah, that is, quote, who can utter them as well as my companions and I? Rav Abin said, when Yaakov of the village of Neboria was in Tyre, Tiros, he interpreted from Psalm 65 and 2, praise is silence for thee, O Elohim, as meaning that silence is the height of all praises, eyes of Elohim. For Elohim, the true good, the true God, is like a jewel without price. However high you appraise it, still you undervalue it. Rav Finchas HaKohen Bar Chama, Rav Phineas, the priest, Bar Chama, taught Moshe. Moses instituted the order of prayer for Yisrael when he said in Devarim 10 and 17, the Lord your God, he is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, the mighty, the awesome. Ki Yahuwah Elohekem hu Elohe HaElohim awa Adonai ha-Adonim ha-El ha-Gadol ha-Gibor ve-Hanor asher lo yisafanim ve-lo yikach shohad for Yahweh Yol Elohim ki Yahweh Elohekem. He is the Elohim of Elohim, God of God, who? Elohei ha-Elohim, the Lord of Lords, wa Adonai ha-Adonim, the great God, ha-El, 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 the mighty, ha-Gadol, and the awful, Wehanora, who regardeth not persons, nor taketh reward. Asher lo yisafanim, ulo yikach shochad. Ha'el ha-gadol, ha-gadol, the great. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, did great things in Mitzrayi, in Egypt, in Kemet, in Gibbetz. Mighty Hagibor. Hael brought mighty things to pass on the sea. Hanora, awesome, terrible Hanora. In the days of Moshe, Hamishkan, the tabernacle, was set up. Of that it is said even in Psalm 68, verse 36. Awesome is God out of thy holy place, out of thy Isla place. Nora Elohim Ami Mikadasheka. Awful is Elohim out of thy, the I, holy places. Nora Elohim Ami Amikadasheka. Yermeyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah, in his order of prayer said, the great, the mighty God, according to Jeremiah 32:18. Ha'el, ha-gadol, ha-gibor, Yahuwah Tzvaot Shemo, the great, the mighty El, ha-el, ha-gadol, ha-gibor, Yahuwah Tzvaot Shemo, the great, the mighty El, Yahuwah Tzvaot, Jehovah of hosts, Shemo, his name. Yirmiyahu said, the great, the mighty El, but not the awesome El. Why did Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah, Ermias say, God the mighty? Because he explained, this one, though he saw his children put in chains and Hekalo, his temple, his palace destroyed, remained silent. Hence, it is proper to call him Hagibor, Gibor, mighty. But he did not say El, the awesome, because HaHekal, the temple, of that it is said, awesome is Elohim out of thy holy, thy Isla place, according to Psalm 68, verse 36. Nora Elohim mi mikadasheka was destroyed, downstroyed. Where then is the awe? If enemies came into Beito, his bait, his house, and were not awed. Daniel, in his order of Tehillah prayeth elot, said, O Lord, the great and awesome God, in Daniel 9:4, but not God the mighty. Why not? Because as Daniel asked, when his children were put in chains, where was Elohim's might? And why did Daniel say Elohim the awesome? Because, as he explained, this one, Echad, did awesome things for us, for I and I, in the lion's den and in the fiery furnace. Hence, it is proper to call him awesome, Nora. However, when the man of the great assembly, the Sanhedrin, arose, they restored the manner of praising Elohim's greatness to its ancient form, according to Nehemiah 9:32. Now, therefore, Eloheinu, our Elohim, the great, the mighty, and the awesome El Elohim. Why? Because, as they explain, Elohim remained above every praise, every Isis, by which men would exalt him. Rav Yaakov ben Rav Eliezer said, as for Yirmiyahu and Daniel, Jeremiah and Daniel, they knew of their Elohim that he was truth-loving and did not attempt to flatter him. However, the praise, the Isis, wherewith Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses our master, praised him, is sufficient. Hashemayim misaprim kovodel. The heavens declare kovod el, the glory of El. The prophet Yeshayahu, Isaias, Isaiah said in Isaiah 44:23, sing, O ye, O y'all heavens, for Yahuwah Jehovah hath done it. And they replied, indeed, we shall sing the praise of Elohim. Hashemayim amisaprim kavod el. The heavens declare the kavod el, the glory of El. A parable, a mashal, of a melech, a negus, even negus and neges, who had many provinces. The inhabitants of each province used to say, Ikle kle, gele, gele, so and so much gold has the king, has Hamelech, the negus, negus and neges, so and so much silver, so and so many robes and manservants and maidservants has Hamelech, has the king, the negus, even negus and neges, so and so many precious stones and jewels has Hamelech, the negus, even negus and neges, the king. Now, in one province was a wise old man who asked the inhabitants, quote, whence, from where do you know this, being so many parsangs removed from Hamelech, the king, the negus, even negus and neges? In truth, only those of the province in that Hamelech, the king, the negus, negus and neges lives, can properly declare the wealth and the glory of Hamelech, of the negus, even negus and neges, because they alone, all one, know his wealth and his glory. Even so, David said, quote, the earth and all who are in it, who are in her, cannot declare the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy, the Isle One. Blessed be he who can in truth declare the Kavod El, the glory of El. Hashemayim misaparim, kovod El, the heavens declare the glory of El. And when will the earth and all its inhabitants praise El, the true good, the true God? When he will exalt the horn of Yisrael, for, according to Psalm 148 and 7, praise the Lord from the earth. Hallelujah, Etiyahuwah, min ha'aretz, praise Jehovah from the earth. Hallelujah, Etiyahuwah, min ha'aretz, occurs in the Mizmor, the psalm, in that it is also said in Psalm 148, verse 14, Hebraically, he exalteth the horn of Amo, his people. Yisrael, praise ye the Lord. Vayarema keren le'amo, tehila l'kol ha'chasidayo, l'irne Yisrael amak robo. Hallelujah, he hath lifted up a horn for his people. Wayarem keren le'amo, a praise, Isis, for all his saints. Tehillah l'kol chasidayo, even for the children, the sons of Yisrael, livnei Yisrael, a people near to him, Om Karobo. Hallelujah. Another comment on the heavens declare Kovod El, the glory of El. Scripture says elsewhere, even in Eob, in Job 38:37, who can number the clouds by wisdom? Or who can pour out the bottles of heaven? Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, Rav Samuel Bar Abba, said, quote, I know the lanes of heaven as well as the lanes of Nahardea. Did Shmuel, Samuel, mean that he had actually gone up into the firmament, the Raqia? No, but laboring at Torah, at Torah's Chokmah, at Torah's wisdom, he learned from it what is in the Raqia, what is in the firmament. Rav Hoshaya said, even as there is an empty space between the nether waters and the firmament, so is there an empty space between the upper waters and the firmament. Rav Finchas HaKohen Bar Chama, Rav Phinehas, the priest, Bar Chama, asked, is not this point made clear in the scripture, in the passage, even the passage from Bereshith, from Genesis 1 and 7. Elohim made the firmament and divided the waters that were under the firmament from the waters that were above the firmament. Scripture does not say, quote, waters that were on the firmament, end quote, but waters that were above the firmament. Thus, like this, the upper heavens hang in space, and from the vapors of the upper waters fall the rains, as is said even in Psalm 104, verse 13, he watereth the mountains from his upper chambers. Mashkeh Harim Meya Elilotayo, who waterest the mountains from thine upper chambers. Mashkeh harim mei lilotayo. Did Rav Hoshaya mean, then, that he had actually gone up into the upper heavens? No, but laboring at Torah Chokmah, at Torah's wisdom, he learned from it all that is in the upper heavens. A further comment on Hashemayim Misaparim Kovod El, the heavens declare the glory of El. Another Mizmor, another Psalm, Psalm 116 and 12, says, what shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Ma hashiv la Yahuwah kol atagimolohi alai. How can I repay to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, all his bountiful dealings toward me, toward I? Ma hashiv la Yahuwah kol atagimolohi alai. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani taught, there are four Psalms. One would have expected Adam to compose, but that David composed. See the Midrash on the fifth Psalm, the fifth Mizmor. Mizmor Hey. Another comment on Hashemayim Misaparim Kobod El, the heavens declare the Kobod El, the glory of El. Rav Yaakov ben Azabdi told a mashal, a parable, misale of a mighty man who came to a certain city where the inhabitants did not know his strength. A knowing man said, quote, you can tell his strength from the size of the stone he lifts, end quote. Even so, we can tell the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the size of HaShemayim, from the size of the heavens. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi taught that because Elohim declared in Jeremiah 23 and 24, do I not fill heaven and earth? Hello, et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz, ani amaleya nu'um Yahuwah. Do not I fill heaven and earth? Hello, et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz, ani amaleya, saith Jehovah, the oracle of Yahuwah, nu'um Yahuwah. Might not one argue that the worlds above and below are filled with all the kavod el, the glory el has? And yet it is not said, in Psalm 8 and 4, when I behold thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, ki ereh shameka ma'aseya etzibotecha, when I behold thy heavens, ki ereh shameka, the work of thy fingers, ma'aseya etzibotecha. It follows, therefore, that Hashemayim, the heavens filled with his glory, kavodol, still contain no more of him than is in a single touch of a finger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another comment on the heavens declare the Kavod El, the glory of El. A parable, a mashal, a misale, a mashal, a parable, a proverb, a mashal of a melek, a negus, even negus and neges, who stretched a veil across the entrance to his palace and said, quote, "Let him, make him who is wise say what this garment is. Make him who is rich make one like it, and make him who is mighty touch it," end quote. Even so does HaKadosh Baruch Hu stretch out Hashemayim, the heavens, as a veil before the eyes. For it is said in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 40 and 22, "It is he that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, Hanote Kadok Shamayim, who stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, Hanote Kadok Shamayim." This verse proves that in stretching Shemaim, HaShemaim, the heavens out as a kind of veil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, quote, "Make him who is wise say what this garment is. Make him who is rich make one like it. And make him who is strong come and touch it." Rav Fi Nachas HaKohen Bar Chama. Rav Phinehas, the priest Bar Chama, said, "Because of that which Hashemayim, the heavens, send down, the earth flourishes and creatures eat, and then they praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thus, Hashemayim Misaprim HaKovod El. Thus, like this, the heavens declare the Kavod El, the glory of El. But when, Elohim forbid, the Bnei Yisrael sin, Akab, when the sons of Yisrael, Akab, what does Scripture say? Even what Eov 20:27 says, the heavens shall reveal their iniquity. How? Devarim, Deuteronomy 11 and 17, the anger of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, shall be kindled against you, and he will shut up Hashemayim, he will shut up the heaven. But when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children, Yisrael Lejoch, are well deserving, what does Scripture say? According to Devarim, Deuteronomy 28 and 12, Yahuwah Jehovah will open for thee his good treasure, the heaven,
heaven,
the
heaven,
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 heaven, heaven.
Day to day uttereth speech, and night to night revealeth knowledge. Yom le yom yabia omer, wa laila le laila yehawe da'a, 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 da'a,
da'a, da'a, אלה שבוכים עכשיו הם עוד יצחקו ברוך השם יש לנו את החירות לבחור
נזמור
ממשיך
שחקנה.
קדימה לא נשאר מאחור הכוח הוא בהתמדה כן ורק בסוף הדרך סופרים את הקופה יש כבוד יש
נזמור תפגנת, ודוד נזמור לאדוני הארץ ומלואה תבל ויוש ובא כי הוא על ימין ישדה ועל נהרות יכונניה מי יעלה בהר אדוני ומי יחום במקום קודשו וכי חפיים ובר לבב אשר לא נשא לשאר נפשי ולא נשבע למרמה יישא ורחה מאת אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו מבקשי פניך, יעקב, סל. צאו שערים רעשכם, והנשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. צאו שערים רעשכם, ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד. סלע, 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 סלע.
קדמאווי, קדמאווי.
אינפלציה!
The whole place is due for help.
Mizmor, Mizmor Yod 8, Mizmor Yod 8, Psalm XIX, Psalm 19. Laminat Eyach, Mizmor Lidawi, for the leader. Laminat Eyach, Mizmor Lidawi, a psalm, a chant, and praises of David. Hashemayim ha-mesaparim ha-kovod el, Hua ma'itzei yadayo, magida ha-raki'ah. The heavens declare the glory of El Hashemayim ha-mesaparim ha-kovod El U-ma'osei yadayo magid ha-harakia. And the firmament showeth his handiwork. Yom le-yom ha-yabi'ah omer U-layla le-layla yehaweta at. Day to day uttereth speech. Yom le-yom Yabi'ah Omer. And night to night, with Laila Lelaila, revealeth knowledge. Yehaweh Da'at. Ein Omer Ve'ein Devarim, B'liya Nishma'a Kolam. There is no speech, Ein Omer. There is no words, Ve'ein Devarim. Neither is their voice heard, B'li Anishma'a Kolam. B'kol ha'areta yata'ak awam, U'a b'k'tzei tevela mi'aleihem. La shemesha samohela bahem. Their line is gone out through all the earth. B'kol ha'aret yata awam, and their words to the end of the world. U'a b'k'tzei tevela mi'lehem. In them have he set a tent, a tabernacle, a tent for the sun. La shemesh sam ohela bahem. Wefu'a k'chatana yotzeya me'yachupato. Yasisa kagibor la ruta orach, who is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber. Wuhu kachatana yotzeya mechupato, and rejoices as a strong man. Yasisa kagibor to run his course la ruta orach. Mikatzeya Hashemayim Amotayo Uatek Uafato Ala Kitzotam Weheina Nisatara Meyachamato. His going forth is from the end of the heaven. Mikatzeya Hashemayim Motayo, and his circuit to the ends of it. Uatik ufato alak itzotam, and there is nothing hid. Ve'ein anisitar from the heat thereof. Meyachamato Torat Yahuwah Timima Meshivata Nafesha Aiduta Yahuwah Neemana Machekimata Feti. The law, the Torah of Jehovah, Torat Yahuwah, is perfect Timima, restoring the soul. Meshivata Nafesha,
The testimony of Jehovah, Aiduta Yahuwah, is sure. Neemana, making wise the simple. Macheki mata peti. Pikudeyawa, Yesharima, Nesamhele. Mitzwata Yahuwah, Bara, Meirata Ainai. The precepts of Jehovah, Pikudeyawa, are right. Yishari, rejoicing the heart. Nesamhele. The commandment of Jehovah, Mitzwata Yahuwah, is pure. Bara, enlightening the eyes. Meirata Ainai. Yirata Yahuwah, Ehorata Omedeta Laata. Misha Pete Yahuwah, Heimetaz Adkua Yahdal. The fear, the reverence, the respect of Jehovah, Yirati Yahuwah, is clean, Tehorah, enduring forever, Omedeta La'ada. The ordinances of Jehovah, Misha Pete Yahuwah, are true, Amet. They are righteous altogether. Adkua Yachadal. Ha ne chemadim. Mi zahavu, mi paz rav. Ua mitukima, mi dabasha. We're no feta tufi. More to be desired are they than gold. Ha ne chemadim. Mi zahav. Yay, then much fine gold. Umi pan, rab, sweeter also than honey. Ua me tukima mia debash. And the honeycomb. With no feta sufi. Gam abdeka, ni zahara bahem. De shamrama aikevra. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. Dam abdeka nizahar bahem. In keeping of them, de shamram, there is great reward. Aikevra. Shigiyota miya yabin. Mia nisa tarota nakeni. Who can discern his errors? Shigiyot miyabin. Clear thou me, clear thou I from hidden faults. Mia nisa tarota nakeni. Gam mia zedin kasota deka. Alayima shlura, aza etam, we niketia mia peshara. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Gam mizedima hasoka abdeka, that they may not have dominion. That they may not have dominion over Allah Yimashalubi Aliyim Shalubi. Then shall I be faultless as I tam, and I shall be clear from great transgression. When Atiya ni Peshaara. Yehiyu le ratzon im reisi we hekion libi le fanekai Yahuwah suria we goeli. Make the words of my mouth, Yehiyu le ratzon, be acceptable. Let them be acceptable, Yehiyu le ratzon. Let them be acceptable im reisi. the words of my mouth. We're Hegion and the Hegion, the agitation, the meditation of my heart. Libi Lefanekai my heart, meditation of my heart, where Hegiona Libi, Lifanekai Yehovah, before Jehovah, before the eye, Yahweh, Jehovah, Suri, my rock, Yahweh, Suri, where Goeli, and my redeemer.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
מזמור י"ט למנצח מזמור לדוד. השמיים מספרים כבוד אל, ומעשה ידיו מגיד הרקיע. יום ליום יביע עומר, ולילה ללילה יחווה דעת. אין עומר ואין דברים, ולי נשמע קולם, וכל הארץ יצא קבם, וקצה תבל מליהם, לשמש שם אוהל בהם. והוא כחתן יוצא מחופתו, ישיס כגיבור לרוץ אורה. מקצה השמיים מוצאו, ותקופתו על קצותם, ואין נסתר מחמתו. תורת אדוני תמימה משיבת נפש, עדות אדוני נאמנה מחכימת פדי. פיקודי אדוני ישרים משמחי לב, מצוות אדוני ברא מאירת עיניים. יראת אדוני טהורה עומדת לעד, משפטי אדוני אמת צדקו יחדיו. הנחמדים מזהב ומפז רב, ומתוקים מדבש ונופת שופים. גם עבדך נזהר בהם בשומרם עקב רב. שגיאות מי יבין, מן נסתרות נקני. גם מזדים חסוך עבדך, אל ימשלו בי אז איתם. וניקיתי מפשע רב. יהיו לרצון עם רפי, והגיון ליבי לפניך, אדוני צורי וגואלי.
Berchukotai, right here, Berchukotai. So we have in my statutes, Leviticus 26, verse 3 to Leviticus 27, verse 34. Let's go through an overview right here, right? Because, you know, time, right? This is here for the time and in the season right here, and to build, right? To build. Now, of course, the theme of Psalm 82, as we brought forward on the previous podcast for the
first day the first day of our podcasting. It was the second day, Monday, on the Monday podcast, previous light. It was Psalm 82. So we sought to bring out a little more of the sense of the gods, the Elohim sense, how it connects with the judges, the Shoftim sense. Basically, if I and I doing, walking out Yahweh, right, will create a community of harmony, of abundance, of wealth, of peace, of joy. But when we forsake that, and this is where Psalm 105 comes in, you know, going through our history, you know, the ups, the downs, the follies. But firstly, foremostly, this Torah reading and feeding here for the 33rd degree, it begins with the yea and the amen. The yea and the amen, the tikwa, the expectation. Some might interpret expectation, tikwa, tesva, as promise. We say the yea and the amen, the expectation that if, key word, if the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, would walk, haliku, halak, halaka, and they would trot, if they would walk, they walk out, right, in Jah's statutes, the chukot from chuk, chok. What is a chok, right, a chuk? Interesting, from the hak, hakak, is something that is inscribed. Goes back to something that was engraved. Some say that the chok, right, the chok in the singular sense, were that which was inscribed, engraved. Some say there's ancient engravings. And some of these did not have a seeming reason, but were more an ivine fiat. The ivine fiat, which is like amen or yehun, let it be what it be, let it be, right? The plural of the chok is chukim. Of linguistic interest is the whole thing connection with the hek shaus, chok shaus. You know, when we study it like linguistically from the Afro-Semitic language, you know, some say the hiksos, the chok, right? Even ancient Egypt. You know, in ancient Egypt, we had, let's see if I remember correctly, there was the chu, which was the cow prod, right? The cow prod, and we had the shepherd's staff, right? The shepherd's staff. If we're correct, the hawk was the shepherd's staff, and the chu, K-H-U, the chu, it was like the... It's the one that, you know, with the, I can say, something it's a cattle prod, right? But when you see it in Egypt, they have it symbolically. So the two symbols that even the ancient rulers, you know, used to use, it's not limited to Egypt, but Egypt becomes the mouthpiece because of the archaeology of patterns of the ancient world. Some might think that the Egyptians invented everything. This is not so. But what the ancient Egyptians did was they recorded many things, and we can then look at it as points of reference. But firstly, foremostly, this Torah reading and feeding, it begins with that expectation that if the Bnei Yisrael would walk out Jehovah's chukot, his statutes. You know, we have like statutes. They say, oh, there's a statute of limitation, or there's no statute of limitation. We understand it a little bit like that, but as we study, we can understand it more like this. And if they would walk out his mitzvot, or some would say mitzvot, his commandment, a mitzvah is a command from the root tzawa or tzava, right, to instruct or to command, right, the command, a mitzvah, right, if they would walk out, live out his statutes and his imperatives, commandments, and do them or perform them, then, right, then, and we would say only then, would they truly enjoy the material, right, the material braka or berkot, blessings. Now, we have a vid that hopefully we'll share this soon, and by saying it sometime and sharing it with the eye, it reminds I, you know, to not just record them, but also get them out there so ones and ones can grow and we can reason and build up on it. You know, we use the word blessing. The word bless in English comes down from blois. It basically has to do with other cultures and other people, European nations, some say pagan, but just other nations. The bless link with blood, right? But when we look at the barak in its true sense, it deals with increase, right? It deals with increase, so material increase, and dwell securely in the promised land. Moreover, Jehovah Atzmo himself would make his dwelling, might make his presence, his irid, his dwelling with them, and would walk and would trod among them as their Elohim, as their source, right? Source of sources, as their power, power of powers. Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, would then truly be Am Segula. Now, Am Segula in the KJV translation, I think it says a peculiar people. It's brought out by the King James translators as a peculiar people. Am means people, and Segula means something you treasure up, something valuable you treasure up. There'll be Am Segula, treasured people or treasured, to say property. But as we mentioned about the word property, there's different words. Like if I have, you can have intellectual property, right? It's not a physical thing, but they would be Am Segula, a treasured, a valued people among all the nations, the Goyim of the earth, the Goye Ha'aretz, among all the nations and nationalities, black or white or what have you, of the earth. This is an important point right here, because by divine logic, it means that if Amo Yisrael did not do these things, then they would not be Am Segula, a treasured people, a valued people among all the nations of the world, right, or nations of the earth. So from being the first, they would become the last, where we find ourselves as the once lost, now found Beta Israel worldwide. On the other hand now, if Amo Yisrael, this is getting to the point right here, they disobeyed. In other words, they lo shema. They did not hear. They did not obey. Ha'el, the power of the Almighty. And if they disregarded his mitzvot, his imperative, his commands, then they would be considered covenant breakers. Just like if you make a covenant, an agreement, right? And you make an agreement with someone and you say, well, I will pay this and you will provide that service. And you keep paying, not getting the service, then the agreement is off. So same with the covenant. And they would experience all manner of distress and tribulation in their lives and liberty. So when we play the Damian Marley More Justice, like big gun, big gun gonna rise up the big gun, like, you know, if baby needs the feed, baby needs the baby bottle and needs food, and, you know, then man and man gonna go out there and do a team. But this is exactly what happens with that disobedience. They would experience all manner of distress. Right, anxiety, trials, tribulation in their lives, their liberty. They would experience panic attacks, diseases, headache, heartache, all sort of aches, right? All manner of Hebrew, what we call in the Hebrew, tsoris, vexation, trouble. It comes from the root word of tightness, difficulty. So it could be a physical, like cramp. You're cramped up. You could be cramped up in a tight space, but you can feel cramped. You ever feel cramped in your mind? You feel cramped in your spirit, right? So this is what they would experience. Their enemies would eat their increase, right? So you've been working. Suppose you working, you know, and then when you get your money, somebody just take your money, you know what I mean? Or when you get the crop, they just take your crop. Right, and then they eat the crop right in your face. How could you tolerate that? You would have to fall very low in order to be able to. This is what happens when you break covenant. Their enemies would eat their increase, and those who hate them would rule over them. They would flee at the rustle of a leaf, and their lives and liberty would be full of terror and misery, all because they refused to put Ha'elohim, Ha'el, the Almighty first, what be the first principles of the Dibrei Elohim, to put the power, the source, the Almighty first in their lives and their liberty, to put personality over, you know, under principle, put principle over personality, to put Elohim first in their lives and liberty. And if after all this, Ha'am, the people, would still refuse, right, to return to Yahweh. This is the situation I see amongst the once lost now, found, even with all that talk. Moses didn't exist, it never happened, That sounds like somebody who know it happened, right? But just is too proud or too defiant, right, to humble themselves. But if after all this the people would still refuse to return to Yahweh, truth and life, and continue to do it their own way, they say you keep doing something, right, in the same way but expect a different result. That's the definition of insanity. Then the worst punishment of all would befall them. And what is the worst punishment of all? Exile. Exile. Would be exiled from the promised land. Would be exiled and banished from the presence of Yahweh, of Jehovah himself. This is deep right here if we can even comprehend what is really being said right here. Right, this is where all the mixed up moods and attitudes and confusions come in. Right, we're in exile and diaspora here in this north country, in the countries that he has driven us, and moreover we're banished from his presence, speaking in the context of the curses for disobedience. Now people look at presence when we say the face of the Lord, they're thinking about a literal actual face, you know what I mean? But in the Hebrew sense, the presence is also the perception. We can't, this is why many ones can't see it, you know, and then you ever can't see something, and then you begin to say, oh, yeah, I get it. Now you're like in the presence, it's in the, you know, it's a perspective. In other words, I'm saying, look at this thing, and you say, I don't see the thing you're saying. And I say, turn around, and now you turn around the right way, you put your face in the right direction, it's like you're in the presence. So it's like we're away from that presence, that perception, as we begin to be able to comprehend the real, the practical, you know what I mean, the practical application of this to our liberty. It's like we are returning, right, turn, the teshuva. Nonetheless, despite their disobedience, in spite and despite their disobedience, the Bnei Yisrael from such a time to even this Yah Baraka time, Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty's love, his love and mercy for Amo Yisrael would never, ever fully depart. Never, ever fully depart. Right? For, according to the word, if they confess their iniquity, their uckery, their moral and theological, their perversity, in other words, and the iniquity of their fathers in their treachery, that they have committed against me, against he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, and also in walking contrary to me, walking contrary to he who be, who he be, so that, he says, I walk contrary to them and bring them into the land of their enemies. Where we be? Where we be at? If then their uncircumcised heart, so here we get even in the Old Testament, this theme that becomes a big theme of the New Testament, the whole thing about circumcision and not circumcision, and it seems the point of the gospel writers and the authors of the epistles, was not that circumcision for Amo Yisrael was not still a prerequisite, but that's not what's being spoken of here, right? Because it's not talking about their circumcised penises. It's talking about their uncircumcised heart. So get example from the circumcised penis, uncircumcised penis. You know, this is just being real, because he says uncircumcised heart. The same word is even used in the Hebrew for uncircumcised, uncircumcised heart. It's almost like that ill-prepared ground that we touched on in Matthew chapter 13, right? All the other ground, the wayside ground, the stony ground, the thorny ground, but then we get the good ground. But if then their uncircumcised heart is humbled, right, is humbled and they make amends for their iniquity, then I will remember my covenant with Yaakov, and I will remember my covenant with Yitzhak, and I will remember my covenant with Abraham. He remembered his covenant with the Hebrew triunity, the trinity of the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he says, I will remember the land. This is the key thing, the land. Because when we look at land, you know, we see some land, it's, land has famine, we hear about famine. We be hearing about the famines of Ethiopia. We be hearing about famines in Africa. You know, we see it's dry as uck in many parts of the world, the desert. You know, can there be a connection with this? Leviticus chapter 26, verse 40 to 42. Moreover, even while they are in exile in the land of their enemies, Ha Elohim, he vowed, according to Leviticus 26:44, I will not cast them away, nor will I ever abhor them to destroy them or to break my covenant with them. And he signs off the Kiani Yahweh Elohim, that I be he who be who ye be, their Elohim. So the parsha here for the last fulfilling here, Leviticus, the handbook of the priesthood, the handbook of the Levites, the handbook of the sanctuary, it ends with a discussion, a reasoning on the various Torah, various direction instructions pertaining to vows. Right, we say word is bond, right? We say your word is your bond. Your word is bond. Well, this is what it's bringing out right here. But think about it. How can we as Jah's people, if we don't keep our word to he who be who he be, then how will we keep our word to one another? This is like when Rabbeinu and when the gospel writers say that, you know, how can we love Elohim who we haven't seen and we hate our brother who we see? So even here in the various Torah, we have vows. What about vows? What about the plighted word, right? The tithes that a person may make to contribute towards the upkeep of the sanctuary. Let's emphasize that word, may make. There's none have to make. It's like one say, oh, Jah, you do this for I, you know, you increase my crop, you give me baraka and a berkot for my crop and what I'm doing, then I will give, you know, to your sanctuary and, you know, I will baraka you. You know, I will show increase, you know, to your sanctuary and to your work and to the holy place. So these were vows and tithes that a person, right, can also choose in addition to the basic, right, to give, to upkeep the sanctuary. This is what we find David and the psalmist, you know, speaking of, like, I will pay my vows, right, ishalem. Nidarai, ishalem, shalem, like shalom, sound like shalom. Ishalem is to pay. Basically, I will make peace because I kept my word, right? I gave my word. Now I'll make peace by doing what I said I would do. If you did what I asked you to do and you have, therefore, because you have increased me, I'm able to give that increase I said I would keep. Now, these also include the livication. Some may say the dedication, but to livicate persons. One may livicate persons. Like some, you know, mothers have said, I give my child to the Lord in that sense, right? Even with Moshe, we can see on a circumstance, this is what his mother did. But here, just speaking about what's here, this includes dedications of persons, of animals, of houses, of lands. Now, the book of Leviticus here, it fulfills and concludes with the statement. What's the statement? The statement is, these are the commandments that Jehovah commanded Moses, for Amo Yisrael, for the people of Israel, on Har Sinai, on Mount Sinai, on Mount Sinai. So here, brothers and sisters, a basic overview. Looking at the time right here, we got 34 minutes.
For this double portion
right here. Each one's a short portion, but here to keep the consistent number of the Torah reading and feeding and get through, you know, the five books within these like seven, you know, these seven or so months right here, these seven remaining months in the holy season right now since Pesach, Passover. So that was the 33rd, Bechukotai, in my statutes right there. There's a lot of business. You like to apply it to practical. You know, that's one thing about the Torah, that some of the early European Christians, they thought that the so-called Jews, based on their observance of said things in Torah, they thought that it was a very carnal. It wasn't like the next life, the afterlife, in the over emphasis. It was more about the practical applications in this life, such as, you know, the condition of giving gifts and offerings for Thanksgiving, but also for like sin or trespass or malpractice. And a lot of it has to do with business. Actually, the application has to do with business. We know that ancient peoples often use, you know, natural earth symbols, right, both for the natural things and also to express other, we say, psychological, more refined ideas. You know what I mean? You know, we even use the same sort of expressions today. So unpacking that there, we'd like to zoom in on weights and measures, especially in the section of valuation. Because if anyone knows about so-called insurance or insurance policies, say on things or even persons today, we get a kind of a type of this here. But what's often overlooked is the weights and measures. In His Majesty's Bible, the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, you know, officially published, we could say July 23rd, 1961. Seeing as the Pearl Majesty's Bible, Revelation 5 and 5, between the Old and the New, what's called the Old and the New Testament, there's a particular page that has some of the ancient raw words that are brought out. And for example, like shekel, it's about a shekel, that in evaluation. Let me share this. I have my notes right here. If I don't have the notes right here, I'll bring it forward in the forwards. A few of us was talking about this and like the weights and measures. We speaks about like an apha. What is an apha? What's a heen? You know, there's a liquid measurements, there's dry measurements, you know, there's particular weight measurements, you know, and how can they translate into an economic system? How were their economic system then for Yisrael, right? As well as how can they apply even today? So we went through some of the mathematics. I think it said for a man of a certain age, 20 to 60, I think it was like 30 shekels. That came to a little under when we look at, well, how much is a shekel? A shekel is a weight of silver, because silver was the main commodity point of reference, you know, the silver. This is interesting with Ethiopia and the bur, what's known as the bur. The bur, we would say, is the Ethiopian dollar, but originally it was the weight and measure of silver, right? The weight and measure of silver. Very interesting looking at the economics, but there, that was the 33rd. We shared a little bit earlier the first words for the 32nd. So here we have the 32nd and the 33rd. Behar. Har is mountain. Har is, we could say, the secondary sense of a more archaic is Harar. Harar. Now, of course, for us as Rastafari and Ethio-Hebrew ones and ones, we know or should know that His Majesty was born in Harar. And that province has other places, right, within Ethiopia, the highlands is considered to be like mountainous areas. So it's interesting in the African Shemitic or the Afro-Semitic languages, we have the Har, right? And in the ancient, more archaic Hebrew, it comes from Harar. And then His Majesty born in Harar. So we have on the mountain. Bihar, on Mount Sinai is the context right there, on the mountain. And also, previous week we had some psalms, you know, the daily psalms. I noticed in the extended Midrash, we go through the Midrash, some of the ancient reasonings on the psalms going back, you know, more than 2,000 years, you know, that have been preserved, some of the reasonings. Some of them we do share. Sometimes we just go through them, but we like to reason on them, you know. So we like to share exactly what's there, go to the areas in the Hebrew, because sometimes the real connection is not found in the English translation. But when we go to the Hebrew, we find, oh, they chose this verse because that word in the Hebrew links with this word in the Hebrew in this verse, and therefore it's more understandable. This is what happens with translation. Sometimes certain things get lost in translation. But brothers and sisters, right here, like to ride up here with this 32nd and 33rd degree of our sabbatical study here, the After the Shabbat podcast here for this Shabbat Behar, Shabbat Bechukotai, Sabbath on the mount, in the mount, and in my statutes. Let's share this right here before we move forward.
right here, just the word sound of his magic.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill.
You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments,
and elaborate. Come, let's elaborate.
Imperial Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people?
Pull up. You heard how Oswald Hoffman, how he asked that question. He didn't say as a Christian. He said as what kind of a Christian? A mature. See that maturity? It's like fruit is good, but it's not good if it's unripe. But when it ripens, right, when it matures, grow in grace and in knowledge. So right here again.
Imperial Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
Bazikan Inya Gzaz Must Nalo Huluno Yemenaka.
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Barku et Yahuwaham Barak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'amim. U'natan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten Ha'Torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Ayanai Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen Ayanai from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha-Torah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be thee, I, Adonai, who gives Ha-Torah.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baruch et Yahweh Hamborah. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarach Leolam Vayeh. Baruch Atah Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bekarbenu Mebo Hamayim Benutan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Atah Yahweh Notein Ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us His Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Joy by thy light, 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 and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. May I tell you, no, read up your Bible.
For this double course, 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 double course.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad. Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam, Shabbat Behar Shalom, Senbet Tara Salam. Here picking up with the 32nd degree of Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study, and for this Shabbat strong, this Shabbat Behar, 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 Shabbat Behar on the mount, in the mount. Picking up here with Leviticus chapter 25 to chapter 26, verse 2. For this next to last Torah portion reading and feeding here in the third book of Moses, the Hebrew book known as Leviticus, here for the Lamed Beit Torah portion, this manna, this angel's bread, the 32nd, we pick up with the Kaf Hei chapter, chapter 25, the law of the land. The first item is the sabbatic year. And hear, give ear, Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Hear, O Israel, He who be, we be, Ayinai Elohim, He who be, we be, is the One. So here, picking up, V'shem Ha'av, V'habein, V'ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Echad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, we be, the One. Picking up with the first Aliyah for this Shabbat, Shabbat Behar. Vaydaber Yahweh el Moshe Behar Sinai Lemor. And Yahweh Jehovah spake to Moses, Moshe, in Mount Sinai, saying, Vaydaber Yahweh el Moshe Behar Sinai Lemor. Speak, Daber, speak, Daber, speak to the children, the sons of Yisrael. Daber illa b'nei Yisrael, and say to them, with amarta elehem, when y'all come into the land, when y'all enter into the land which I give you, which I am giving to you. Ki tabo'u el haaret asher ani noten lakem. then and then shall the land keep a Sabbath to Jehovah. With Shabbatah Haaretz Shavata Layawa 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 Layawa. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard, thy vineyard, and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest to the land, a Sabbath la Yahuwah to Jehovah. Thou shalt neither sow thy field, nor prune thy vineyard, thy vineyard. That which groweth of its own accord of thy harvest thou shalt not reap, neither gather the grapes of thy vine undressed, for it is a year of rest to the land. And the Sabbath of the land shall be meat, shall be food for you, for thee, I, and for thy servant, and for thy maid, and for thy hired servant, and for thy stranger that sojourneth with thee, I, and for thy cattle, and for the beasts that are in thy land, shall all the increase thereof be meat, be food. The law, HaTorah, the direction, instruction of the land. Second item, the year of Yovel, the year of Jubileu, the year of Jubilee. Verse 8. And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years to thee, 7 times 7 years, and the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be to thee, 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Yovel of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, in the day of atonement, Yom HaKippurim. Shall ye, y'all, make the trumpet, the shofar, sound throughout all your land. And ye, y'all, shall hallow, set apart the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a Yovel, a Jubileu, a Jubilee to you. And ye, y'all, shall return every man to his possession. And ye, y'all, shall return every man to his family. A Jubilee shall that 50th year be to you. Ye, y'all, shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thy vine undressed. For it is the Yovel, the Jubilee, Jubilee. It shall be wholly set apart to you. Ye all shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. In the year of this Yovel, this Jubilee, ye all shall return every man to his possession. And here for this Shabbat Behar Sabbath on in the mount, here at the 14th verse, we have the second Aliyah, the Sheni Aliyah here at verse 14. With Kia Timakru Mimakara La Emiteka O Kano Miyada Emiteka Ala Tonu Ish Eta Achio. And if thou sell aught to thy neighbor, or buyest aught of thy neighbor's hand, ye all shall not oppress, rephrase, shall not downpress one and other, according to the number of years after the yovel, the jubileu, the jubilee, thou shalt buy of thy neighbor, and according to the number of years of the fruit, he shall sell to thee. According to the multitude of years, thou shalt increase the price thereof, and according to the fewness of years, thou shalt diminish the price of it. For according to the number of the years of the fruits doth he sell to thee. Ye all shall not therefore downpress one another, but thou shalt fear, shall reverence, respect Eloheka, the I Elohim, ki ani Yahuwah Elohekem, for I be he who be who he be, thy Elohim. Wherefore ye all shall do my statutes, and keep my judgments, and do them, and ye all shall dwell in the land in safety, 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 safety. And here, 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 for the Shalishi Aliyah, the third Aliyah, the Shalishi Aliyah, here at verse 19. We natina areta tirayah wa akaltema la seva. We are shabtema la betah aleha. And the land shall yield her fruit, and ye all shall eat your fill, and dwell therein in safety. And if ye all shall say, what shall we eat the seventh year? Nay, look and see, behold, we shall not sow nor gather in our increase. Then I will command my baraka, my blessing upon you in the sixth year, and it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. And ye all shall sow the eighth year, and eat yet of old fruit until the ninth year, until her fruits come in, ye all shall eat of the old store. The land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine, for ye are strangers and sojourners with me, with I. And in all the land of your possession, ye all shall grant a redemption for the land, the land, the land, the land, the land, the land, the land. And here at verse 25, we have the fourth Aliyah, the Rabbi, the Rabbi Aliyah. Kia Yamuk Achika Ua Makar
Mea Huzato U Ba Go Elo Ha Arov Elayo We Gaala Eta Mimkara Akio. Here at the 25th verse, we have the fourth aliyah, the Rebbe, the law, HaTorah, of the land. The third item, the redemption of the inheritance. Verse 25. If thy brother, Achikah, be waxen poor, and have sold away some of his possession, and if any of his kin come to redeem it, then shall he redeem that which Achio, his brother, sold. And if the man have none, no one to redeem it, and himself be able to redeem it, then let him, may him count the years of the sale thereof, and restore the overplus to the man to whom he sold it, that he may return to his possession. But if he be not able to restore it to him, then that which is sold shall remain in the hand of him that hath bought it until the year of Yovel, Jubilee, of Jubilee. And in the Jubilee it shall go out, and he shall return to his possession. And here, and here, and here, and here, and here, and here.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And here is the fifth aliyah, the Hamishi aliyah, here at verse 29 for Shabbata Behar. With Ish Kia Yimakora Beta Moshava Ira Choma, we Haita
Gulato Adatom Shinata Mima Kiro Yami Tihie Gulato. Here for the fifth aliyah, the Hamishi aliyah at verse 29. And if a man sell a dwelling house in a walled city, then he may redeem it within a whole year after it is sold within. A full year may he redeem it. And if it be not redeemed within the space of a full year, then the house, the bait, that is, in the walled city shall be established forever to him that bought it throughout his generations. It shall not go out in the yovel, in the jubileo, the jubilee, but the houses of the villages which have no wall round about them shall be counted as the fields of the country. They may be redeemed. They shall not go out in the Yovel, in the Jubilee. Notwithstanding, the cities of the Lewim, the Levites, the Lewawiyan, and the Beitoch, the houses of the cities of their possession, may the Lewim, the Lewawiyan, may the Levites redeem at any time, at any hour. And if a man purchase of the Lewim, the Lewawiyan, the Levites, then the Beit, the house that was sold, and the city of his possession shall go out in the year of Yovel, Jubilee. For the Beitoch, the houses of the cities of the Lewim, of the Levites, of the Lewawiyan, are their possession among the Bnei Yisrael, among the sons, the children of Yisrael. But the field of the suburbs of their cities may not be sold, for it is their perpetual possession. The law, HaTorah, of the land, HaAretz. Fourth item, the poor brother, verse 35. And if Achikah, thy brother, Wendemih, be waxen poor, and fallen in decay with thee, I, then thou shalt relieve him, yea, though he be a stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with thee, I. Take thou no usury, no interest rate, no usury of him, or increase, but fear, but respect Eloheka, the Elohim, true good, true God, that Achika, Wendemi, thy brother, may live with thee, I. Thou shalt not give him thy money upon interest, upon usury, nor lend him thy victuals for increase. Ani, Yahweh Elohim, I be, he who be, we be, your Elohim, true good, true God, which brought you forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, to give you the land of Canaan, to be your Elohim. And here.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And here for the Sheshi Aliyah, for the sixth Aliyah, for this Shabbat Behar, at verse 39.
Wiki Yamuk Ahika Imak We Ni Makara Lak Lo Tae Bod Bau Ea Bodata Abed. Here for the Sheshi Aliyah, the sixth Aliyah, at verse 39. And if Ahika, if thy brother Wendemeh that dwelleth by thee eye be waxen pole and be sold to thee eye, thou shalt not compel him to serve as a bond servant, but as an hired servant and as a sojourner, he shall be with thee aye, and shall serve thee aye, to the year of Yovel of Jubilee. And then shall he depart from thee aye, both he and his children with him, and shall return to his own family and to the possession of his fathers, his patriarchs, shall he return. For they are my servants, which I brought forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt. They shall not be sold as bondmen. Thou shalt not rule over him with rigor, but shall fear, shall reverence, shall respect Eloheka, the eyes Elohim, both thy bondmen and thy bondmaids, which thou shalt have, shall be of the goyim, of the heathen, of the other nations and nationalities that are round about you. Of them shall ye y'all buy bondmen and bondmaids. Moreover, of the B'nai, the children, the sons of strangers that do sojourn among you, of them shall ye y'all buy, and of their families that are with you, which they begat in your land, and they shall be your possession, and ye y'all shall take them as an inheritance for your children after you, to inherit them for a possession. They shall be your bondmen forever, forever. But over your brethren, the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, ye y'all shall not rule one over another with rigor. And hear for the Aliyah, the Shabi'i, Aliyah, for the seventh Aliyah, for this Shabbata Behar, here picking up at verse 47. With ki ta siga ya da gira, with toshav imak, ua mak, ahika, Imo we ni makara ligera toshaba imak o le aikar misha pahat ger. Here for the Shabi'i Aliyah, the seventh Aliyah, here at verse 47, and here is HaTorah, the law of HaAretz, of the land, the fifth item, the redemption of the poor brother, Christos, Christ, HaMoshiach, our kinsman redeemer, verse 47, and if a sojourner or stranger wax rich by the eye, and thy brother that dwelleth by him wax poor, and sell himself to the stranger or sojourner by the eye, or to the stock of the stranger's family, after that he is sold, he may be redeemed again. One of his brethren may redeem him. Either his uncle or his uncle's son may redeem him, or any that is nigh, near of kin
to him of his family may redeem him, or if he be able, he may redeem himself. And he shall reckon with him that bought him from the year that he was sold to him to the year of Yovel of Jubilee. And the price of his sale shall be according to the number of years, according to the time the iwa of an hired servant shall it be with him. If there be yet many years behind, according to them he shall give again the price of his redemption out of the money that he was bought for. And if there remain but few years to the year of Yovel, of Jubilee, then he shall count with him, and according to his years shall he give him again the price of his redemption. And as a yearly hired servant shall he be with him, and the other shall not rule with rigor over him in thy sight. And if he be not redeemed in these years, then he shall go out in the year of Yovel of Jubilee, both he and his children with him. And here at verse 55, we have the maftir, reading for this Shabbat Abhar. Ki li b'nei Yisrael abadima ibadayahem asher totzeitiyah otam me'aretz Mitzrayim ani yahweh Elohekem. The Maftir here at verse 55, for to me, to I, the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, are servants. They are my servants, whom I brought forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt. Ani Yahweh Elohekem, I be he who be who he be, the I, your Elohim. Third book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 26, the law of the land, HaTorah, the direction, the instruction of HaAretz of the land, the sixth item, conditions of Baraka, conditions of blessing, warnings of chastisement. Ye all shall make you no idols nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall ye set up any image of stone in your land to bow down to it. Ki ani Yahweh Elohekem, for I be he who be who he be, your Elohim. Eta Shabbatotai Tishmoru Ua Mikadashi Tiau Ani Yahweh. Ye all shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary, my Isla place. Ani Yahweh, I be he who be who he be. And thus, this concludes this Torah, the Torah Aliyot for Shabbat Behar. Kavur l'kalu, kavur l'dimtzu, kavur l'chaylu. Glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kavur l'abinu, l'melkeinu, glory be to Einai Father, Batachin, Einai King, Nugusachin. Kavur l'kedamawi, chay l'selase, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, Beshem Yeshua HaMoshiach. In the name of Getachina, in the name of Medhanetachin, Einai Lord and Savior, in the name of Jesus Christos. Amen. Amen.
There's a lot of work to be done. Oh gosh, give the promised land.
Lush. Perfect. Blessed. Moraya.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
For this double course. Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Yes, my brothers and sisters, there's an audible that seems not to be there presently. I could ride up right here to stay tuned, brothers and sisters and brothers. We just concluded right here the Bihar, and then now beginning off with the Bechukotai. So we finish on the mountain. Yeah, and now here for In My Statutes. Give me one moment right here. Looking forward to the first day service, the Sunday service coming up. Hopefully we get to unpack and even kind of reason on some of this. But here.
Shabbat Shalom. So we spoke about the Jubilee. If you haven't heard that, get to hear it and also hear it again. Check out also the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees. Especially here, this 32nd degree of Inai Sabbatical Studies for Shabbat Bihar. Now, some very good notes we have at the RastafariGroundation.org. You know, this week's reading for each of the Torah portion, reading and feedings. But here we have character and deeds in connection with this Torah portion, reading and feeding. 32nd is manna. It's angel's bread. Here we call it the midot u mitzvot. Midot u mitzvot. Midot u mitzvot. Or the character, midot u and mitzvot. Mitzvot. The deeds. It's like doing a mitzvah. Doing a commandment in that sense. Literally, the mitzvah is a commandment and mitzvot is commandments. But this is taking in the Judaic and Ainai way of thinking, even we, the black Jews, this is brought out as the character, the midot, these attributes, and where mitzvot, and the deeds. All right, so here in this Torah portion, speaking on integrity in business. Integrity in business. Right, because a lot of folks think that, okay, reading and studying the scripture just felt like a lot of holy, like spookism. No, it's reality. The objective reality of divine majesty brings out that integrity, even the integrity in business, because the character and deeds, right, even shown to I and I and we by Christ in his kingly character, the Messiah, in the second advent and second adventure, Christ, HaMoshiach. Right, in the first and also in the second advent, weep not, behold the conquering line of the tribe of Judah. So the character, what's the character? What's these attributes? The midot, u, and what? Mitzvot, and the deeds. Here we have Leviticus chapter 25, verse 17, where it says, so you shall not wrong one another. You shall not wrong one another, but y'all shall fear, more better respect, reverence your Elohim. Ki ani Yahuwah Elohekem, for I be, he who be, we be, your Elohim. So here we have Hashem, we have Jehovah. He's signing off on this. And we look at verse 17. Looking at verse 17, take a look at verse 17 for a moment. And ye shall not wrong one another, but thou shalt reverence, respect Elohecha, the eyes Elohim, true good, true God. Ki ani Yahweh Elohekem, for I be he who be who he be. Now, how do we see this? Right, just like don't wrong, you know, like, you know, how do we see this right here? The true context of this is speaking about financial business transactions. Now, the ancient sages, they declared that wronging does not apply to fields. The price must be fixed on a calculation of the number of years before the next Yovel, the next Jubilee. There is wronging, quote, wronging when less than an extra sixth of the value is obtained, but in the case of movable property, it is a sixth. Now, this is one way, this is one of the notes in the Chumash right here, right? Just looking at this particular verse right here, Leviticus chapter
20. Perfect. Blessed.
Yes. Get into that a little bit more right there. Bringing out the interpretation, the application, you know, of the Torah, you know, of the Torah to practical matters. You know, like we say somebody is guilty, or they're like a criminal. Like, have you been convicted of a crime? You know what I mean? So people might be innocent. They haven't been caught with nothing, or nobody charged them for anything. That's the sense right there of righteousness. But here, more details to come.
For this double portion,
that was 32, Behar, and here, Bechukotai, my statutes and my ordinances.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Meshem Av Wehabein Wehwahat Adosh Yahweh Echad. Name the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, he who be, we be, the one. And hear, Shema Yisrael, give ear. Here we are at the 33rd degree of Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical studies for this Shabbat Strong. Shabbat Bechukotai, Sabbath in my statutes. Senbet Be'Sirate. Here we pick up the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Leviticus. Sefer Vayikra, the Orit Zeh Lewawi. And here we complete and fulfill, this is the last reading from the book of Leviticus, the handbook of the priest, of the priesthood, of the kahuna, the kehenet. It's called Bechukotai, which means in my statutes, in Jah, statutes, not statutes, in Jah, statutes, ordinances. Now the name comes from the first verse of the reading, which begins here, third book of Moses, Hebrew book of Leviticus, chapter 26, verse 3. Ima bechukotai ateleku ve'eta mitzvotai tishmeru. If ye walk, if ye trod in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, if ye walk in my statutes, if ye trod in my statutes, in Bechukotai Taleku. Leviticus 26 and 3. This last reading from the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Leviticus, it promises that the yea and amen of Yod Hey Wehey Yahweh Yahweh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, His Baraka, blessings and rewards for Kol Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, if they and I and we will keep HaTorah, Jah's directions and instructions, but However, on the other hand, chastisements and punishments and imprecations and curses, if they and I and we break the commandments, the imperatives of HaTorah, of Jah's directions, of his instructions, of the glory of his divine majesty. Now, the last chapter discusses the laws, the Torot, instructions, directions pertaining, rules and regulations pertaining to vows, votive offering, word, sound, valuations, evaluations, and tithes, tithes and tithes. In most years, in the Mikurah, in the gathering together to gather, the assembly called the Synagoga is read the Chukotai together with the preceding portion, Bihar. So here, 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 Nikai and I ride up with the Aliyot from HaTorah for this 33rd degree of Ayinai Ras, the Farai Sabbatical Studies here for this Shabbat Strong, for Shabbat Bechupotai, for Senbet Betzarate in my statutes. Besama'av, Wawulid, Wamenfet Kedus, Hadu Amlak. Beginning off here, Leviticus. Leviticus 26, verse 3, conditions of Braka, the Barakat, the blessing. Leviticus 26, verse 3. Im bichukotai teleku, wi eta mitzvotai tishmeru, wa asitem otam. If ye walk, trod in my statutes, and keep my commandments, imperatives, and do them, and carry them out, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and your threshing shall reach to the vintage, and the vintage shall reach to the sowing time, the sowing hour, and ye, y'all, shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely. And here for Shabbat Bechukotai, Senbet Besarate, here is the Sheni, Aliyah, the Anafora, the offering up, the Sheni Aliyah, here at verse 6. We natati shalom ba'aretz usha kavetem we eina machrid we chisha batia chaya ra'a min ha'aretz we chereb lo ta'ibor de'aretz kem. Here for the Sheni, the second Aliyah, for this Shabbat Bechukotai, Senbet Besarate, verse 6. And I will give peace in the land. With Natati Shalom Ba'aretz. And ye all shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land, and ye all shall chase your enemies, and they shall fail before you by the sword, and five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies, your haters, shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect to you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. And here at verse 10. Here at verse 10 is the Shalishi Aliyah, the third Aliyah for Shabbat Bechukotai, Senbet Besarate. Wa
Akalitema Yashana Noshana We Yashana Mipneya Hadesh Tots E O O O
There's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Here for the Shalishi, Aliyah at verse 10. And ye y'all shall eat old store and bring forth the old because of the Chadash, the new. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul, Nafshi, shall not abhor you. And I will walk tried among you, and will be your Elohim, true good, true God source. And ye, y'all, shall be me, my people. Ani Yahweh Elohekem, I be he who be, we be your Elohim, which brought you forth, forward, out of the land of Mitzrayim. And ye y'all should not be, that ye y'all should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you go upright. Warnings of chastisement. Verse 14. But if ye y'all will not hearken to me, and will not do all these commandments, imperatives, and if ye y'all shall despise my statutes, or if your nephesh, your soul, your psyche, abhor my judgments, so that ye y'all will not do all my commandments, imperatives, but that y'all break bariti, my covenant. The first chastisement, verse 16. I also will do this to you, to y'all. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning agu that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And ye, y'all, shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies, your haters, shall eat it. And I will set my face, my perception against you, and ye, y'all, shall be slain before your enemies, your haters. They that hate you shall reign over you, and ye y'all shall flee when no one pursueth you. The second chastisement, verse 18. And if ye y'all will not yet for all this hearken to me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins, your akaris, and I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron, and your earth as brass, and your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. The third chastisement, verse 21. And if ye your walk trod contrary to me, and will not hearken to me, I will bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your ukaris, your sins. I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children and destroy your cattle and make you few in number, and your highways shall be desolate. The fourth chastisement, verse 23. And if ye, y'all, will not be reformed by me, by these things, but will walk, trod, contrary to I, to me, then will I also walk, trod, contrary to the I, to you, and will punish you yet seven times for your uckeries, your sins, and I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the quarrel of Briti, of my covenant. And when ye, y'all, are gathered together within your cities, I will send the pestilence among you, and ye, y'all, shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall deliver you your bread again by weight, and ye all shall eat and not be satisfied. The fifth chastisement, verse 27. And if ye, y'all, will not for all this hearken to me, to I, but walk, trod, contrary to me, to I, then I will walk, trod, contrary to the I, to you, also in fury, and I, even I, will chastise you seven times for your uckeries, your sins. And ye, y'all, shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall y'all ye eat. And I will destroy your high places, your sun pillars, and cut down your images, and cast your carcasses upon the carcasses of your idols. And nafshi, my soul, my psyche, she shall abhor you. And I will make your cities waste and bring your sanctuaries to desolation. And I will not smell the savor of your sweet odors. The dispersion predicted. Reference Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 58 to 67. Here, verse 32. And I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies which dwell therein shall be astonished at it. And I will scatter you among the heathen, the goyim, the international community, and will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate, and your cities waste. Then shall the land enjoy her Shabbat, her Sabbaths, as long as it as she lieth desolate. And ye, y'all, be in your enemies' land even. Then shall the land rest and enjoy her Sabbaths, as long as it, as long as she lieth desolate, it she shall rest, because it she did not rest in your Sabbaths when ye all dwelt upon it, upon her, and upon them that are left alive of you. I will send a faintness into their hearts in the lands of their enemies, and the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them, and they shall flee as fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall when none, no one pursueth. and they shall fall one upon another, as it were before a sword, when no one pursueth, and ye, y'all, shall have no power to stand before your enemies, and ye, y'all, shall perish among the heathen, the goyim, the international communities, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up, and they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquity in your enemies' lands, and also in the iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away with them. The Abrahamic covenant remains despite the disobedience and dispersion. Verse 40. If they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespass which they trespass against me, and that also they have walked, trodden contrary to me, and that I also have walked, trodden contrary to them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies. If then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity, then will I remember Briti, my covenant with Yaakov, and also Briti, my covenant with Yitzhak, and also Briti, my covenant with Abraham, will I remember, and I will remember the land. The land also shall be left of them, and shall enjoy her Sabbaths, while she layeth desolate without them. And they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity, because they despise my judgment, and because their soul, their psyche, abhorred my statutes. And yet, for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor them to destroy them utterly, to break Briti, my covenant with them. Ki ani Yahuwah Elohekem, Elohim, for I be he who be, we be there, Elohim. But I will, for their sakes, remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, in the sight of the Goyim, the heathen, the international communities, that I might be their Elohim. Ani Yahuwah, I be he who be who he be. These are the statutes and judgments and laws which the Yahweh made between him and the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, the Har Sinai, in Mount Sinai, by the hand of Moshe. 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 Moshe.
Yes. I have to pause there for the first day.
Calling
to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadash Aliyot.
Calling into the podcast 515-602-9761. Calling and calling friends 515-602-9761. That's 515-602-9761 and listen to the live stream at Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube. Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing. Many are calling, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadash Aliyot.
You're here at top of the hour. If one can tune in now or catch up forward, Rastafari Israelites and here Blog Talk Radio. Know the number for ones on calling on the board, 515-602-9761. Shabuah Tov, the 7 days to come, Tov, to say the week, the 7 days to come, Shabuah Tov, right here. Stay tuned, first day service, fulfillment of this double portion, and hopefully to bring out some reasoning, practical application of HaTorah. Jah's teaching, Jah's direction, instruction. Give us a teaching of His Divine Majesty. Shalom, Habarim, Shalom.